Obituary: Kendall Glass, a tireless and determined fighter for socialism. The 22nd of September 1961 to the 4th of June 20, by Hannah Sell, Socialist Party General Secretary. The Socialist Party collectively is grieving deeply the loss to cancer of our much-loved National Treasurer, Kendall Glass. Since the day he joined us, over 35 years ago, Ken dedicated his life to the struggle for socialism, first in Sheffield, see below, then in London. For the last 19 years he worked full-time for the party, achieving his long-held goal. He was an enormous gain for the party's team of workers, first as an editor of The Socialist, and then, since 2007, as National Treasurer and a member of our Executive Committee. Ken's ill health developed extremely rapidly. Just 2 months ago he was speaking at a national meeting of our full-time staff, putting forward plans to make sure our finances could withstand the COVID crisis. We adopted his proposals, and they have been vital to enabling us to be in fighting form now, ready to mobilize for, and intervene in, the mass Black Lives Matter protests sweeping the country. Even as the disease's grip tightened, Ken remained completely himself. He was discussing world events, finance, and dialectics with young Socialist Party members the day before his death. He played a central political and organizational role in our work in countless ways. He campaigned relentlessly to improve the party's finances, always appreciating the self-sacrifice represented in all donations from the biggest to the smallest. In the recent period, in addition to his normal load, it was Ken who led the campaign to find new premises and raise the funds to buy them, when we faced eviction from our previous rented headquarters. Achieving that ran to the wire, and, with many other pressures on the party at the time, Ken's broad shoulders carried the heaviest part of the burden of every aspect of the move. He was the driving force of everything, from the major tasks, to scrubbing our old offices clean, before we handed back the keys. He then took on the possibly even more onerous task of making sure we kept our new offices in decent condition. Ken was a determined fighter for socialism, and was very firm against political attacks on our party. Personally, however, he was a kind, modest, self-effacing man who often worked with the family's small white dog, Harry, asleep under his desk. As the many moving social media posts show, he touched the life of countless Socialist Party members and supporters. At the same time as playing such an important role in the party, Ken was also an endlessly loving and dedicated father to his twins, Nancy and Lily, and was devoted to his wife, Paula Mitchell, secretary of the London Socialist Party. He fell in love with Paula virtually on meeting her, and moved to London in short order to be with her. He was so proud of all his girls. His desk and surrounding walls always featured numerous pictures of his children. Dedicated as he was to the fight for socialism, when the children were young he often felt it was more important for Paula to be able to participate in events than him, and did all he could to enable that. On top of all these other wonderful qualities, Ken was a fantastic cook. He was known as the Paul Hollywood of the Socialist Party, partly because of a certain resemblance, but mainly because he was a truly brilliant baker. He was also an enthusiastic camper, and many of us spent hours chatting to him, Paula and the girls at Socialist Party summer camps, for the pleasure of their company of course, but also because Ken was bound to whisk up a meal better than most of us can manage with a fully equipped kitchen. If you wanted to raise party funds at a social event, you only had to tell people that Ken would be on the BBQ, or whipping up the pizzas, to have them queuing out the door. This obituary can only be a very inadequate attempt to describe a few of Ken's many attributes and what he meant to us. He has been taken far too young, at only 58, and has left a gaping hole, above all for his heartbroken family, but also for the whole of the Socialist Party. It is difficult now to imagine that there will ever be a time when we are not brought up with a sick jolt, because Ken isn't there to do all the things he did, from encouraging comrades to study dialectical and historical materialism, to leading megaphoning on Waltham Forest Socialist Party stalls, to training a new generation of finance organizers, to having a kind word with young comrades facing difficulties. Ken himself, however, was steadfast to the end, proud that he had helped, contribute to building our party, and confident that the current generation of young Socialist Party members, and those that are to come, will be capable of building a mass party that can lead the struggle to overthrow capitalism. Dedicating ourselves to that task is the best tribute we can pay him.